الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to The Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Instead of my usual introduction, I'm just going to go right into the subject. And today's subject is, we talked about before, the beliefs of a Muslim, which is believe in Allah and the angel and the book and the life after death and the like. So I want to get into the angels. And I talked about angels before, but I want to talk about really what their jobs are. Not all their jobs, but some of the jobs that they do. Now the angels, first of all, mankind was made out of clay and what we call the jinn, which is another being, and they are made out of smokeless fire. And then the angels are made from light. But I'm not getting into so much about their makeup, that kind of thing. I want to get into, again, like I said, what they do. One of the jobs of the angels is the blowing of the trumpet. And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, how can I feel at ease when the angel of the trumpet, meaning Israfil, has put his lips to the trumpet and is waiting for the order to blow it? To the end of this particular hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And so I want us to keep in mind is that it's just waiting for Allah to say, okay, blow the trumpet. And so once the trumpet is blown, and then we kind of swoon and go to sleep and wake up, all the kind of things happens to us, is that it's just a matter of Allah just saying, okay, make it happen. And that's it. Then the angel, they will make it happen because they obey what Allah tells them to do and what Allah tells them not to do. No questions asked. No freedom to say, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I don't feel like doing it. No. They just immediately do it. Their jobs. And so, again, one of the jobs of the angel is to blow the trumpet, and right now the trumpet at their lips and just waiting for Allah to give the sign to say, blow the trumpet. Another job of the angel or the angels is that of bringing out the hellfire. I talked about the hellfire before, and some people don't believe in it. Some people do. That's your choice, but I'm just telling you what Islam is and what it is not. And so, one of the things of their jobs is to bring out the hellfire. And so it was related by Ibn Mas'ud, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, as saying, Jahannam, meaning hellfire, will be brought on the day having 70,000 haulers, or if you will, each will pull 70,000 by people poor by 70,000 angels. And in other words, they will have these ropes, if you will, 70,000 of them, and on each one of the ropes will be 70,000 angels pulling on the rope, pulling the hellfire out before the people. We will stand there, all of us, and just wait for them to drag the hellfire out before us. And then some hadiths say that we will fall down on our faces, and then the fire will go and swoop and take some away. But I won't get into that right now, because that's not the topic or the subject of this particular class. But one of the things that the jobs of the angels will be to go and drag the hellfire out, and it's so big and so enormous. With 70,000 ropes, if you will, on each rope will be 70,000 angels per rope pulling the hellfire out. And angels are not small like us, like people. They are very huge. very huge, and from their earlobe into their shoulder is hundreds of years of distance between the two. So, like I said, I won't get into that right now, but I just want to let you know this is one of the jobs, and the job is to bring the hellfire out. Another job of the angels will be that they will do what? That they are praying for and against a person being a miser. So what do I mean by that? And that is the prophet, may peace be upon him, he said every day two angels come down from the heaven, and one of them says, "Oh Allah, compensate every person who spends in your cause." And the other angel says, "Oh Allah, destroy every miser." Everyone that just keeps that money to themselves, don't spend it on anyone else, just collects money to count it, I guess roll around it in it, whatever people do with the money, and they're just so happy. But they don't spend the money on people, helping people out. They just keep the money to themselves and don't distribute some of it to the people. Purify, if you will, their money. And so you have angels that come down. One say, "Okay, Allah bless the one that gives in your cause, and the one that doesn't give in your cause, then okay, destroy that miser, either destroy the miser or destroy their wealth, but destroy, bring some destruction towards that individual." And that's what these angels do. You have also what is called the angel of death. And the angel of death is a sign for you, and it will carry off your soul and bring you back to your Lord. And this is a job for the angel of death, will take your soul, no questions asked. We have no negotiations there. Will take your soul and bring your soul back to Allah. So we have what is called the angel of death, and that's what this angel will do. We have another angel that's really, for the most part, in the womb of the mother, just waiting for a direction from Allah of what happens next. Hey, so one of the prophets said was, Allah has appointed an angel in the womb. And the angel says, "Oh Lord, a drop of discharge," meaning semen, "Oh Lord, a clot, oh Lord, a piece of flesh. And then, if Allah wishes to complete the child's creation, the angel will say, "Oh Lord, a male or a female? Oh Lord, are they going to be the good? Are they going to be a blessed person or going to be a wretched person?" And so what would their livelihood be, and what would their age be? In other words, how long they will live. And so this is all written while the child is inside the womb of the mother. So this every mother has an angel inside them, deciding for them by the way of Allah. "Okay, Allah, tell me what to do next with this person. Is it going to be male? Going to be male or female? Or is it, or the other pieces that I mentioned, that's the job of that angel to do." And another thing that happens is that angels are as large as mountains. And what I mean by that is whenever a person prays on a waterless or desert land, an angel prays on his right and an angel prays on his left. And when he calls both the Adhan, I mean, that's the call to people, let people know the prayer is about to begin. And then the Iqama, we get ready to pray. Or call out the Iqama, then angels like mountains pray behind them. So you have an angel on your right, an angel on your left, and then when you make the prayer, then an angel as big as mountains pray behind that individual. And that's what their job, and that's basically what their job is to do. And you have also angels that control the mountains. Because when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that when he went to talk to the people in Taif, as a village outside of Mecca, talk to them about Islam, then they basically sicked the children on them, and they started throwing rocks at him, and a lot of things happened to him, blood went down to his shoes. And then an angel came to the prophet, and he said, "Look, you know, basically I saw what happened, and now, what do you want me to do? I could take this town, Taif, in between two mountains. I could bring these mountains together and crush the people inside of this particular village." And so, what happened? The prophet, peace and peace upon him. He said to the angel, "Look, I rather hope that Allah will raise from among their descendants people who will worship Allah, the One, and will not ascribe partners to Him." So he had mercy towards those people. He was very well said, "Okay, go in and crush them between the two mountains." And the angels that are in charge of the mountains were to follow the instructions of the prophet. But the prophet was very merciful. And he said, no. Leave them alone, because maybe their descendants will become Muslim. And they will not ascribe partners with Allah. I want to mention a couple more things of my students. And this will be found in Surah, chapter 50, verse 17 in your Quran. You all should have a copy of Quran with you, because that's the text for the class. And that is chapter 50, verse 17. And it mentions, "As the two recording angels, one sitting on the right and the other on the left, note everything." And so each and every one of us, no matter where we go, if we in light or dark, in the sky, in the sea, it doesn't matter. We have the two angels that are with us, and they're doing their job. They are the angels that are recording our actions, or what we say. Even what I'm saying right now, they're recording it. Yeah, one on my left shoulder writing down my bad deeds, and one on my right shoulder writing down my good deeds, or good things that I said, say, or bad things that I said. So that is the job of these angels, and what they're doing, and they're definitely going to do their job. And then the last thing that I want to mention to my students is that we have angels that, when we go to our grave, we have angels that are in our grave, and that they're the ones that are going to say, "Sit up." And they're going to ones that are going to question us in our grave. And upon Muhammad, peace be upon him, it was Uthman ibn Affan narrated, "Whenever the messenger of Allah finished the burial of the dead, he would stand by the grave and say, 'Seek forgiveness for your brother and pray for him to be steadfast, because he is now being questioned.'" And so this is our proof that, yes, you are being questioned in your grave, and we're being questioned by the angels, Munkar and Nakir. We are being questioned in a grave by these angels. They're asking certain questions of us. So that is also their grave. I'm sorry, their job in the grave for us. So I just want to name just a few things, as I mentioned, a few things are the jobs of the angels, and there's a lot of other jobs that they have and that they do, which I won't get into it because it's really take a lot more time to have to offer, and it's for this particular class. I want you all to keep in mind that these are just some of the jobs of the angel. You know, for the most part, you cannot see them unless they want to be seen. Allah have them reveal themselves. And so, at a lot of times, when the angels did reveal themselves, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was in the cave Hira, and he came to him, and he told him, Iqra, told him to read. He said, I can't read. And then he squeezed him a couple of times, and then he finally read. Or when the angel one time blocked out he was so large that he blocked out the sky. It was dark. And so in different times, even during the time of Lut, when the angels, they came to him, and they were handsome men, and they came to Lut and visit him. And then later on, they had this, Allah gave them the ability to make the people blind and can't see. And then Allah brought down they caught a fire and brimstone upon the people. And so, and of course, the messenger angel is Angel Jibril, which I, like I said, I won't get into it. I just want to touch a little bit of very basic information about the jobs of the angel. You want to find more information about the various jobs of the angel, you can visit any of the different places of worship of the Muslim and ask the leadership there, tell me some more about the jobs of the angels, and they can relay to you some of the other jobs that the angels did. So you have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host. I just want to also mention to you all that Allah has blessed me with the doctorate degree in Islamic sciences, and I received that award not long ago from the International Open University, my PhD. So I just want to mention that to you. So I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Have a great day, great evening, and may Allah bless you to continue to learn Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.